I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com. Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Ladies, we still have our queen with us. Daphne Zuniga is here to help us walk through season 5, episode 4. It's all right, Ma. I'm only bleeding. Which aired January 22nd of 2008.
Daphne, will you read the synopsis for us?
Peyton has her hands full when the lead singer of a band she just signed turns out to be problematic. Peyton asks Haley to come help her work with them, which reignites Haley's love for music and gets her back in the studio. Nathan is struggling to get through to Quentin. Brooke has her grand opening at Closeover Bros Boutique, which Peyton and Lucas attend together and try to get back to being just friends. Meanwhile, Marvin's relationship with his boss grows heated.
Oh,
even more heated.
The director, Janice Cook, and the writer was Adele Kim.
Aw, Janice and Adele.
Oh, that was a good combo. I loved those two.
I love a combo of these women and of these women on this Zoom.
Yes. When was the last time you watched an episode of One Tree Hill, Daphne?
It had been a while. I don't remember. I mean, I watched this
15
one.
15 years, maybe?
It's been a while. I think I've seen one since then. I'm not sure when, though. But, you know, to be honest, I mean, I'm not crazy about looking at myself, but But I, yeah. And it's as much as I remember loving working with you guys, every time I would watch it in the past, I'd be just be like, God, she's such a witch. You know, I used to tell, just bring me some humor. Let's make sure they're like, she's, yeah, you know, a little tipsy in this scene or something. I always wanted that comes later after this scene. She warms up to that more humor.
No, but you sell it though. Like it's almost like a compliment. Like, you know, those shitty restaurants down in North Carolina, like Dirty Dick's, or those restaurants that you go to with the intention of being insulted by the wait, yeah, staff. And it's like, it's so you and your friends can all laugh about it together after the fact. That's what it feels like. It's like Peyton's figured that out. That's why Peyton is always laughing when Victoria is saying horrible things to her, because she knows the formula. She's like, this woman's going to tell me how terrible I am. And Brooke and I are going to get together later and have a laugh. Like, it's a rite of passage that everyone in Tree Hill should go,
yes,
through.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we started watching episodes back for the first time, when we first started doing this, there were so many things coming at us because none of us had seen the show in so long. And was there anything that stood out to you about the show itself, about like, oh, I see why this was a hit, or something that surprised you? I don't know. Was there anything that just struck you?
Yeah, a couple things. Two things, the main two things that stand out at me is how good you all are. You're just, I mean, all of you are so, everyone. I mean, you guys, and your fan base is there to prove it. You're so good. Each of you in your, I mean, you're all very different, but that's what I really looked at. I was like, you're so solid. You're so good. And the lines, you know, they're smart. They're ahead of their years. So I remember when I first, you know, as I'm watching, I'm going, I get why people are still into it, because, you know, the characters really do kind of like say what's up and truth and keep dealing with stuff. And there's so much flying at them, and they're just smart. They're smarter than they should be, really. And I think that's the key to, like, you know, you want to keep watching what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next? You know what I mean? It keeps going, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's what I saw. I mean, all the regulars are so strong. I can't, you know, Joy, I just noticed, like, you're so natural with your, you always have like a prop or your behavior, you're throwing off lines to Nanny Carey. And I'm like, how can Nanny Carey, you know, you just toss it off. You're very natural. I know you've been doing it since you were little, you know, all of
thanks.
You. And
thanks.
I mean, you had to sell stuff too. So, you know, you have to sell that you're facing me, and you help me sell Victoria. That's
for sure.
Because the way that you receive it, and when we cut to your close up and your side of it, you help the audience go, okay, I'm scared of her, but she's my mom. There's a complexity to you. There's emotion there, and you really help sell it. And, you know, I know you guys like how I played it, but some of those lines were hard. And so you guys helped sell it.
That was my favorite part of this episode, was the storyline, being able to watch, because we've only seen Victoria come in these small little moments with quips and a few things to say. But here we really get, it's the full Victoria. It's the full experience. I loved seeing that. Mm-hmm. That's what I loved about this episode.
Only a woman could have written this episode. Like, Adele Lim, for you at home who don't know, is an incredible writer. She wrote Crazy Rich Asians. She wrote Raya and the Last Dragon. Like, she is a just force. And I worked with her on Lethal Weapon, where she wrote these kind of lines for me. I got to be Victoria on that show. And so she is so good at bitch lines, like, just so good at it, and really teed you up to just steal all our hearts and our fear.
That's great.
And the way that you can write someone to be an archetypal bitch, or you can write someone to be boiling under the surface. And what I love is that there are a lot of women on our show who've been put in this almost camp version of bitchiness. And you came in so strong, and you did so much with these moments that they'd given us before the reveal that everyone knew they had to step up their game for you. And what they begin to give you and I, even how early in the episode, when I'm begging you to understand why I want to have this store, and you pivot, and it's the first time we see Victoria be kind and gentle, and you say, I want what's best for you, and you touch my face, like, that felt like water in the desert. And then Brooke doesn't know, but the audience sees because of Millicent.
Right.
And Victoria's lines to Millicent, that Victoria is designing this failure. And, oh, it's just such a rich world for us as a cast of women. And we didn't always get that. And so to see it is like, oh, it's delicious.
It's, I forgot that she designs the failure. So I was like, she's being so nice so early on. This is only episode four. No, wait. And yeah, no, I love that part of it that you do, like you say, Hillary, we see the different sides to her. You see, you have to, you there has to be like reprieve from just but it doesn't last long. And it usually is just to hook you. Like, I think when I say to Peyton, it's just some of those looks and she zips up that dress and she goes, don't you, you know, don't you dare think you're going to blah, 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 blah.
The only reason she's here is because of you, loser.
Yeah, loser.
When Victoria tells Peyton Sawyer to get your act together, it's so real.
How old are you? 21 by now? Why aren't you running your own company?
Yeah.
Except that she is. Peyton is running her own company. And that's what I would love to talk about, because this is her first foray into really dealing with her first band that she signed. It's a big deal.
You guys, this is, it's one of my favorite behind the scenes One Tree Hill stories, because
are we getting, oh God, you're going to tell it.
So in real life, like, I wanted to produce bands. I wanted a record label in real life. I'd come from MTV. I was like, yes, this is happening. And so I have to give just a little bit of backstory. And for those of you who don't like it when we go off on tangents, fuck it. We're doing it today.
You can suck it.
It's our show. We will tangent if we want to.
It is August and little tiny teenage Hillary Burton gets dropped off in New York City at college, right? And it becomes very clear right away at Fordham. It is eight girls to one boy in this school. Ooh. And so there's a talent show as a part of orientation. And this dude, who I had been in the same group as him the whole time, gets up and he sings. His name is Tom Stewart. He is very talented. And we are also like oil and water. Like, we do not get along, but he's so talented. And so okay, we start making out. It's awesome. Everyone in the dorm is jealous. They're like, how'd she bag him? And so that lasts until, you know, 3 weeks into school. And I'm literally crying on this boy's dorm floor because I'm like, I haven't made it yet. I've been in New York for 3 weeks. I haven't made it yet. And then I get scouted by MTV the very next day. And so I start doing all this stuff with TRL and he's like, you've changed. And I get pissed because I'm like, you've known me 3 weeks. How have I changed? And so Tom and I break up, but it was a very lovely little romance. So cut to all these years later. And we have Kevin Federline on the show. And we know that he is lip syncing these songs because he is not a singer. And so Hillary Burton, the actress, hears this song that he's singing in the recording studio. Stop and I think to myself, Hillary. I think to myself, that's a catchy song. I'm going to go look up the real singer. So I send a little email and I'm like, who's the band that sings this? And I get the response, it's a band called Radio America. And so I get on the Google machine and I look up Radio America, and they had just released a music video. And I'm like, oh, fantastic. I can't wait to watch this. And it's like grainy and very early 2000s, edgy Brooklyn vibe. And it turns to the lead singer and it is Tom Stewart.
No way.
Oh my God. I knew I liked that voice. I knew I liked that voice. And so I'm so like, I'm like, is he going to reach out to me? Should I reach out to him? Like, what do I do?
Whoa.
And so finally, when the episode aired, I reach out through Facebook and I'm like, hey, your song was great. I'm happy you were on the show. And he was so lovely. He's like, my publicist really wanted to like use the fact that we dated as a thing to like try to get more attention on the song. And I wouldn't let her because I know you're in a relationship. And he was so lovely. But I definitely made out with that voice that is singing Kevin Federline's song.
What a small world.
It's so weird. It's just such a weird thing to be like, oh, yeah, I'll sign that band. No, I will not.
Oh, my God.
He's a fun dude.
That's awesome.
But that's the world of One Tree Hill, folks, where you never know
who
you've kissed.
Everybody in Wilmington kissed everybody in Wilmington. And it turns out even the ones who weren't in Wilmington kissed Hillary.
I've kissed literally everyone.
Literally everyone.
God, I loved it.
You working on this band also brought, for me as a viewer, one of my favorite scenes in the episode, which, you know, we talk about how special it is when you just get to see friends being friends. Mm-hmm. But this scene with Peyton and Haley sitting by the pool, eating a snack, Nathan's doing his physical therapy, and you guys are just talking about how to figure it out. And you ask for help, which... Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, we don't really do a lot. We don't model that on TV very often.
Yeah. It's more dramatic to cry in a closet.
Yeah. Or to be like, I don't want your help. And then someone says, well, I'm going to help you anyway. Like Quentin and Nathan. But like, I just loved how sweet that moment was. It gave such a, again, such a backstory. And because Peyton says, I need help with something, it also... It opens up this whole new world for Haley. And by the end of the episode, she's playing the piano again.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And right on the heels of Haley talking about, why can't I have also some of my own things?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. I mean, I guess she talks about it in the middle of it, but it was also funny to me to hear a 21-year-old be like, I know I'm a wife and a mother and a teacher, but can I also have like a big career? And can I also, I'm like, no, you can't. You can't. You cannot have it all. Calm down. Pick something and stick with it for a while and then do something else afterward.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... My life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
My Wayfair account has been... Guys, it's one of those passwords that I just store on my computer because I'm always logging in, whether I'm doing something for my house, for one of the charities that I work with. We renovated the teacher workrooms at my kids' school. Wayfair is just the best resource for any and all renovation projects.
I agree. I'm finding a great price on the perfect new piece for your home. It's super satisfying, or for a place that you're contributing to. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets, decor. They have it all. You can find thousands of huge deals site-wide, up to 80% off, like Hillary just said. And the selection is pretty unbelievable. I feel like anything I need to find that has to do with home, whether it's faucets for renovations or rugs or outdoor patio furniture or chandeliers or gadgets for your kitchen, it's all there.
That's right. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedrooms, and more. And they have a huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
On sale. Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or budget.
Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything home. Head to Wayfair.com now to shop Wayday for 3 days only. That's Wayfair.com. Wayday ends May 6th.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
For me, it was really cool to see you guys work together in that, because knowing Joy and how musical you are.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was like, you know, just so cool to see you like say, look, I know you don't see it, but I know where the gold is in this. And it's this one, this shy girl. And then hear Kate sing. And was that her song?
Yeah, that was her.
It must have been. Yeah.
Just reminded me again how freaking talented she is, too.
Yeah.
I think just, I love that stuff with you guys. And then even in the sound booth with the, that classic of like, we can't hear, we don't know that we can hear everything.
Yeah.
And then
you know. I love what he did too. Kevin was so great. I mean, I don't know if he made that choice or if he was directed to do that, but it was hilarious. Him like being big and making all the faces and yelling behind. Yeah. He had so much fun with that, which is always so nice to see a guest star feel free to play and be goofy.
Yeah.
Well, and remember how nervous he was about calling us bitches? Like, he really wanted to quantify that, like, he did not think we were bitches and that this was words on paper.
Oh, that's cool.
He used to slap my ass in a scene later. Like, in, I don't know if it's the next episode or the one afterward, but he smacks me on the
Trick.
Ass.
Right.
Yeah, in Trick. And he was so nervous about it. And he was so like, is this okay? I'm so sorry. Like, I hate making you feel this way. I'm like, it's okay. It's in the page. I'm fine.
Do you think he knew what an asshole he was being cast to play? He probably got a call from his manager like, we got you a job.
And a new rock star.
Yeah. Cool.
Didn't he come up as a dancer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I wonder if he was kind of like, I mean, it seems cool and I know the show is like a hit, but why?
Yeah.
You know, like knowing that he doesn't sing, I'm like, I wonder if that was weird for him. Maybe not. Yeah.
It is one of the stranger pieces of casting on our show that absolutely works because that mohawk that he has that's like so weird and every bit of it just it screams this puzzle piece doesn't fit so that it is magical when Haley finds the right thing. And I love that notion of like going home and bringing the people you love into the thing that you love. Like we've all done that. We've all gone home and been like, hey, best friend, can you help me with social media? Hey, best friend, can you help me with this movie? You know, who have you guys pulled in real life to help you with this new life that we created for ourselves?
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
That's good. Well, that's just, I mean, there's so many creative projects that because we're in a creative space, and especially when I was in LA, but, you know, there's so much creativity there and here in Nashville there is. And I think that's just a natural byproduct of having relationships in a creative community that you'll just bring people in. But I still check in with my high school best friend, Jenny. You guys met her on the tour and we'll like run ideas by her and just, you know, how's she just lives a completely different life than I do. So it's nice to just hear things from a different perspective. That's so outside of the bubble that I can live in sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. That's my answer. What about you guys?
I mean, I don't have, I'm not close to, I moved around a lot as a kid, as I told you a little
bit. You didn't stay close with the 500 people in Vermont, Daphne? That's crazy.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, I turned 17 and graduated and I was out of there. But but I did make a very good friend there, thank God. And in hindsight, I'm so glad I lived there during those years in nature and with the small, and my graduating class was 129 people, but I don't know of any of them anymore. But if the people currently count, I mean, I'm constantly, I just sent a script that I wrote 100 years ago to a friend of mine today. I'm like, read it. Let me know what you think. She's, you know, Joy, I remember you were shooting, you did a short, I think that a friend of yours was directing or something. We did a scene or something. I remember, you know, together. And I just love that because, you know, at heart we're playful. You know, every time David watches something, he's like, God, what you guys do is fun. Now, of course, he knows the behind the scenes stuff too, because he's, we've been together 15 years and he knows it's like a lot of hard stuff too. But he's like, God, can you believe you're grown-ups and this is your job?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we have that playfulness that we had as a kid. And so I love it when I can just drop the worry, drop the hustle, let go of the, like your career, just trust the universe, trust things for like, I don't know, a couple of days so you can just go play. And then I'll just, you know, be playful with my grown up friends that I've known for a long time here in LA. I mean, I've been here since I was 17. So I do have a lot of friends here that are like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's important.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's like so many of my closest friends who, you know, I think maybe we found each other because we all orbit in these weird ways. Like I've always found it hard to be the person who always has to leave for a job. And, you know, we left our job and then everybody did in their own ways, but like I went and I did this other job. And then it's like, well, do I try to stay present with all these people who just scattered in the wind as often as I want to, or do I stay present in this job I have to do now 10 months a year? And like, I always kind of feel like I'm failing in one direction or the other. And then there's home and then there's family. And then that, like, how do you juggle all these balls? Right. And for me, it's like, if I love you forever, forever. Like you're in, I could talk to you once a week or once a year. Doesn't matter. Like, tell me what you need, where you need me to be. I'll be there. And I think what's been helpful, like in all of our friendships and in the friendships I have with friends who have merged art and activism, is that we're all kind of nomadic. So we all get it. And it took me a long time to find people who got it and who didn't resent it. And this feels like such a sweet season of life, you know, this last 10 years in particular, because everybody kind of ebbs and flows together and shows up for each other. And, you know, even when we decided to do this podcast, like I called Kenny and was like, hey, can you come and direct a music video Yay! For us? And he was like, yeah, when? And like, you know, Kenny was my, whatever the girl's version of a best man is. He was my, like, he was my man of man honor. Honor. I don't know. You know, like, yeah. That's my dude. Like, he stood next to me at my wedding. And what a cool thing to have somebody who you can call and go, you want to go do a weird photo shoot at 1 a.m. on Sunset? And he'll call me and ask me that. And I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, hey, can you make a video for a podcast? And he's like, yeah. Like, anything that we want to do, we do. And it is really special when you get to, I think, experience that with your friends. And now we're in this moment where we're dreaming about like going to make a feature and what that would look like. And that, I just can't wait for that.
Nice.
Well, I love, that's like one of my favorite scenes in the episode is when everyone is at Clothes Over Bros getting ready for Brooke's big thing. And, you know, Millicent comments, she's like, your friends like showed up. Awesome. Yeah. But that sense of like, yeah, we haven't all been together in a very long time, but that doesn't stop us from showing up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think in the real world and in a world that's as busy as this one is, the people that you can just pick right back up with, regardless of time, that's so meaningful.
Yeah.
And we got to model that in this episode.
And also make them work. We all have paint on us. We're dirty.
Yeah.
Trying to put everything together.
I also love that Daphne puts the button on the end of that sweet moment. Everyone's like, wow, you're friends. And Millicent gets vulnerable and says, I don't have real friends in New York. And you walk up and go, she's very frumpy. We should fire her.
Yeah, totally.
What if she looks like a Slavic something? What was
Slavic
that?
Slavic bag woman.
Favela. Isn't it? Yeah.
I loved oh my God. It.
So good.
Well, that's it. And so we see Brooke's like gaping mother wound.
Yes. Right?
This whole episode is about mother wounds because we start with Brooke's gaping mother wound, Peyton going to visit her dead mother's grave. And then the episode ends with Haley seeing this picture that Jamie has drawn of him in the arms of another woman. And that is a different kind of mother wound.
Yes.
And so all of these like very big feelings about motherhood are wrapped up in this story.
Yeah.
Even the cougar gets thrown in there.
Yeah, the cougar.
Yeah.
It's also when you do come back to this town, to a small town like this, you know, you don't get to, yes, your friends rally for you. But all those other old feelings show up. You know, I don't know about you guys, but my mother still lives back east. And when I go visit, it's like, breathe. You don't live here anymore. You know, you're your own woman. You have your own life.
Yes.
You can afford to leave. You're not stuck. Yeah. You know, like I just have to breathe through it all. If I, you know, I'm going to put a limit, maybe 4 or 5 days tops. Mm-hmm. Because when you do, you know, come back to this small town. I mean, all the ghosts are there too, obviously, for your character, Hillary. And, you know, anyway, so I just feel like that when you're saying all her friends rally, I mean, it's just like for Victoria, it's like, what's that saying? Shooting ducks in a pond? Like, or like she's just bam, bam. That was my first line. I think maybe with Lucas, like I'd never even met him. Hi. Yeah. I didn't even, you know what I mean?
It
oh,
worked.
You. Oh, you. Like how many of them I got to knock over.
Just loved it. Listen, I wish you would have seen Nathan with the long hair. That's the Victoria commentary that I would have
killed
for.
Nathan with the long hair. Is that like Becky with the good hair? We had the same haircut. I just kept looking at that scene like his hair was longer, but I was like, wow, we're twins. And I actually make fun of his hair in that scene.
We got messages from fans because last episode we asked, we were like, God, Nathan looks like someone when he shaves his beard and we can't figure out who he looks like. And I got a message from a fan. They're like, Hillary, he looks like the end of Beauty and the Beast when the Beast turns into a man.
Oh, yes.
That's what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
With those
totally.
Big, huge blue eyes. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, Victoria's commentary on that hair just would have been spectacular.
It would have been fabulous.
You know, I feel like a public service that the writers of Victoria's the character can do for fans and audiences. Just like if you're in life, you know, you can just come up with a Victoria to deal with something, because she doesn't apologize. She does the least of ever until towards the end when she kind of sees, obviously, when she can afford to let the shell down, you know, episodes to come, years to come.
You need an app, like an insult generator that's all Victoria-based.
Insult generator.
Yes. Yes, like you have those daily affirmation apps. But you do your daily dose of Bitchitoria. Yeah. And it just says a rude thing to you every day.
Oh my gosh, I kind of want that app. I really want that app.
And we should make it and not let anyone do it. They can't steal our idea. Right. It's our idea.
Because you know when you're feeling insecure and apologetic, and oh, I don't know if I can take up space in the world, and what if they're right and he's right and she, and it's like you have a hard time setting your boundaries, right? Like the therapist is going, you need healthy boundaries, that's okay, and you're like, oh, sounds exhausting. Just come on, just pull up your app, I'll tell you a boundary, you know what I mean? And just pull up your Victoria
you're
app.
Having a hard time with a boundary. This should be your boundary. Get over yourself and be like, okay.
I love it.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Speaking of someone with lots of boundaries, Quentin is a nightmare. And what do we think of Haley, who was like, I need to save this kid. Actually, I don't need to save this kid. Nathan, what are you doing? You need to save this kid.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, duh.
You need a project. I have too many projects. Get out of the house and help me.
This is a smart woman who understands how to get her man into a zone that he needs to be in a really loving and encouraging way. And it's great. And then he shows up with a haircut on the river court, looking great, feeling good. And then he convinces Lucas to, like, it's great. It all works.
Does it? I'm scared for them.
I really need to understand why, after all these episodes, the writers had Haley make fun of Nathan's haircut. And then Nathan goes and gets a haircut for Quentin. Like, the reveal is when he's at the river court with a kid he's never
Why wasn't
met
it
before.
Like a sexy moment between husband and wife?
Like, I'm so sorry. That is a reveal. James walks out of that Range Rover looking like Clark Kent. And nobody sees it except for a kid who tells him he's old. That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We fumbled the ball there.
Haley should have said, you're bringing the mullet back.
Yeah.
And then he should have been like, give me a second and come back into the kitchen with a pair of scissors. And she should have given him a haircut on the edge of the bathtub. And it should have
been sexy.
Oh, yeah.
We needed a little sexiness. Yes. What another missed opportunity.
I was going to say, I did love that line, though, between he and Quentin. What team do you have? He goes to insult him. What team are you on? And he knows he doesn't. And then Nathan says, oh, I'll tell you. And then he goes to, what's that line where he just says, like, I can't walk. I have nothing. I have this and that. And if you can't read a book, then welcome to my team. I just thought that was so good. Like,
what episode did you watch?
Is this another episode?
Wait, was that in this episode? Did I miss it?
You guys, I couldn't stop watching. I'm sorry.
Daphne, you are so good. She's
man.
Actually, in 5:15, we're going to...
So 5:15. Oh, sorry. We'll get there. Okay, well, that's coming, but
But there is something to say about the fact that, like, when you feel isolated, sometimes the only person who can get through to you is someone who has also been in that position. Yeah. You know, that is the person, you know, I've been open about, like, Moira Kelly telling me, you should leave this show. You should go. Because she'd also been in positions. You have to have someone who's been there before so that you know that the path out is manageable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Nathan's giving him a path out of this very ugly corner he's put himself in. Although that scene where he put Chad on his heels in that office was delicious. I don't know how to navigate that. If a kid was talking to me that way, I'd die.
Yeah, what would you do?
I don't know. And think about it. It's the second time we've seen Quentin do this. He did it to Haley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you think that this youngster absolutely has to stop, he just youngster moves right past where you assume the line is going to be. Like, he's a high school kid. He's he's a child. And he crosses the line with Haley. He crosses the line with Lucas. And even with Nathan. But what's interesting is that Nathan is the first person who says, it's not going to get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not a battle between who's going to win. And he says, it's going to damage your relationships. And I thought that was an interesting peek into Quentin's psyche, because he said relationships. Who needs a relationship when?
Yeah.
And you go, oh, this kid doesn't have experiences of trust in his life. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Well, he can't if he's behaving that way, because that's what kids do when they don't have, they haven't been given boundaries. Like they push because they want to know where the boundaries are. And if nobody ever puts any up, then they just keep, and then it makes sense. He would get to school and just start trying to push everything over. Like, does anybody care enough about me to say no and still love me anyway? I mean, that's like the foundation of whatever a kid is looking for all the time, when they just are pushing.
Yeah.
So it's really I thought it was very telling, and it's super authentic and accurate to what a lot of kids go through, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was really calm of Nathan, too. My favorite line in that little exchange at the River Court was when Quentin was like, yeah, and lucky for you, I quit the team because I was about to break your scoring record. Mm. And rather than be like, no, you weren't, Nathan's like, all right, well, let's see if we can change that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love for you to break my record. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Come on, kid. Let's do it. Yeah. It was a very adult way to handle that kind of antagonism.
I'm scrolling through my notes, and this has nothing to do with anything, but I want to talk about this.
Okay.
You and that cute bartender flirting were a vibe.
Girl.
I have the whole thing of like,
oh yeah, at her party.
Because it comes on the heels of Victoria eviscerating Lucas and Peyton being like, yeah, been there.
Welcome to the club, kid.
And then we get to have this cute moment, and it's like and it's like so fun at the bar. And I love that Carol put us in really similar dresses. Like yours had a low front, mine had a low back, but they both were like swirly. Yours in like green and dark green, and mine in shades of purple. And
that was the day we did that famous photo shoot.
Yes. You feel like you're watching like the Bobbsey twins go on an adventure. And then you're flirting with a dude we've never seen before. And they have Lucas walk up to Peyton, and he's instantly jealous. And I was like, I get it. I want to know more about what she's talking to that guy about. Who is that guy? What's the vibe? Did Hillary kiss him after work? I don't know. I need to know. Like, I bought it. I bought it from the walk up, and it was a reminder of how fresh, but like it was fresh to see you as someone new. It felt fun.
Yeah.
I love like what's happening in this season. And I can tell that like, you know, 24, 25 year old Hillary Burton was also having fun. And I remember this scene. You know, I remember feeling really defensive of Lindsay because we had that fun exchange at the beginning, and it was like, I fucked up. You're a cool girl. I'm going to be a cool girl too. We'll be cool girls together. And then it's like, she's daring me to go out with her boyfriend. And we all know how this is going to go. But Peyton has to be honorable. And so when Luke does this, like, you know, lame,
he's not good enough for you stuff.
I hated that. I mean, if you didn't watch the episode and you're listening to this, this is the moment when Peyton is flirting with the bartender and like having a finally free moment to herself, and he has to ruin it. He walks
ruins
up.
It.
He has to. He walks up. He's like, let's go. She says, you know, I'm kind of enjoying this moment, so I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And he leans in and goes, he's not good enough for you.
He doesn't even just lean in. He pulls her back and embraces her.
Oh, you're
and
right.
Whispers in her ear. I honestly was like, oh my God, is he going to kiss her? Like, I didn't know what was coming. It was so intimate.
And it like felt, like I felt bad for the actor that was playing the bartender. Like all of it felt.
I did too.
Like, we'd all been together for long enough that like it just felt real and kind of strange. And so when we were shooting that in particular, you know, all of Karen's cafe is windows. And so we had to shoot that at night. And the woman who lived across the street from Clothes Over Bros hated us. She hated us. And so as we're doing the scene where I have to go out the front door and be like, don't do that, right? She starts putting on like mariachi music and like blasting crazy music at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because she's so pissed that we're filming. And there's some fan video online of Chad and I just like dancing in the street because we can't film. We can't do anything.
Until they turned it off.
Oh my God.
She's just making it go longer.
That's it. We'll stay all night, babe. We're here.
Yeah, she didn't even realize she was shooting herself in the foot. Here's the thing. Did anybody track this part because I wrote it down in my notes. Lindsay does the thing you mentioned, Hillary. She says, you know, you'd never do that. Like, you'd be a terrible person. I'm mm-hmm. not doing it. I'm counting on it. You have your whole thing. And it's funny, funny, funny. Ha, ha, ha. But the opener. Because, guys, we usually skip the recap. Like, duh, we're watching an episode a week. We know what happened last week. We had a computer glitch this week. We couldn't skip the recap. At the end of the recap, Lucas's voiceover says something about, well, I have the quote written down. What if the things we were looking for were in Tree Hill all along? Ooh. And as Lucas is reading that part of his little voiceover monologue, it cuts to Peyton on the river court. So they open the episode with a teaser about how he's been looking for her all along. And then Lindsay's like, you wouldn't be that terrible of a person to hit on my boyfriend when I told you to go to an event with him. And then he does that thing to you. He mm-hmm. hugs you. No, nope.
Nope.
You know,
I don't like it.
You know, there is drama coming.
Well, and I like that Peyton doesn't go home from the event. You know, like she goes home, she sees Brooke crying yeah. and never makes it about herself. She's not yeah. like, Lucas did yeah. a weird fucking thing. Yeah, it's yeah, just yeah. like, you know what? He doesn't even register. Like I'm so over him, I'm not even going to mention him.
Yeah.
Pass.
I mean, you guys, I have to say, though, it seemed very realistic that he or a guy like in his position would do that. I mean, I've heard that with.
I'm sure.
Something yeah. like that. Like, he's not good enough for you. And he's not, which just doesn't mean come back to me. It just means I'm going to, you know, keep some kind of control over you or just like put that yeah. in your ear. But
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so common.
It's so common. That's what's so infuriating. I think that's why we're all so like, yeah. because yeah. it's been done to us. You We've all it. Experienced that.
Yeah. Because you're so clearly marking your territory.
Yes. Yes.
Victoria would say like, I know. What's your point? Neither are you. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Neither were you.
Who is?
Yeah. Who is?
I need more Victoria.
Let's be honest.
I would have loved it if Peyton would have run back in. Victoria, get out here.
Get him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get him. Get him.
Yeah. I know you hate me, but hate him more.
Here's what he did to me.
I think we also have to talk about how incredible it is to get Kate Vogel.
Yay.
And to have these scenes where you get to see her singing and like belting these songs. And I was laughing that we gave Mia the Rachel Lee Cook treatment. Like, we put this girl who looks like Angelina Jolie in a hoodie and we were like, oh, she's so awkward and insecure.
Yeah.
And then she starts emo. Belting like a freaking legend at the piano. Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot that's how Mia came to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The combination of you and Kate is so yeah. great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to see that mentor relationship.
Mm-hmm. But also history repeating itself. You know, the life in a small town is about cycles. And yeah. mm-hmm. watching Haley take Mia the way mm-hmm. she should have been mentored instead of Chris Keller, you know, ruining her yeah. relationship.
Yeah. yeah.
God, if Haley had just had a Haley,
yeah.
what would have been?
Yeah.
Man, Adele's so smart.
What?
Adele Lim. She's so
Adele
smart.
Oh, Adele Lim. I thought you meant the singer Adele. I'm like, did she have a Haley?
No, Adele Lim. Sorry, the writer. Our writer. So smart. It's just so smart to tie all that in.
Yeah.
We're going, oh, another woman who belts at the piano like a legend, of course. But mm-hmm. wait, Joy, I have a question for you. Because there's that beat where you, before the true mentor relationship starts, at the beginning when you first walk in and you catch her, Haley catches Mia singing at the piano in her little hoodie and, you know, she's looking all cute and emo. And she's so afraid that Jason, the Kevin Federline, is going to find out. And she runs off and you do the thing where, like, as she runs out of the room, we can see Haley having an idea. I'm like, mm-hmm. do you remember if that was one of those times that you got the parentheses under Mia exits and then off Haley scheming? Like, did you have that kind of thing in the script?
I'm sure it was.
Haley, wheels turning.
Yeah, wheels turn. Oh, they loved a wheels turning, didn't they?
Oh, they mm-hmm. loved a wheels turning.
Mm-hmm. Wheels turn so many times on this show.
Didn't we used to sing the Journey song? The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. I feel like... Yeah. The AD department definitely would sing that song, yeah. making fun of us.
The only song we heard all the time on set, mostly because I would sing it, was Turn Around. Yes. Every now and then. Yeah. Like, I just couldn't help it. Every single time somebody said Turn Around, it was like my brain was screaming until I let it out for like even the little tiniest moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry to all of you who had to live with that for so long.
It was a delight.
I mean, a delight.
I'm sure it was.
You just voiced what the rest of us were thinking, babe.
Yeah.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I think Kate's introduction is great. It struck me how young she is. Like,
yeah,
as young as we all were. What was she? 17, 18?
I thought she was 19, but we were not 21. We were all older by 24 at that point.
Yeah, we were all like 25 by now.
Yeah, she was definitely young. I think she was 19.
And I love that she really struck that emo vibe of like the really like glossy black bang across the face. Yes. Like we'd had enough emo bands on the show, and Peyton is like the least emo looking emo girl because there was a uniform. You wore sweatbands on your wrist. You had that glossy bang that hung down over your face. Mm-hmm. You had the eyeliner, and there was just the hoodie sweatshirt. Mm. And Kate is finally the right representation for that lovely little subculture. I still listen to the emo station on Sirius Radio.
I know you do. Daphne, did you ever have an emo phase or like any kind of specific music phase?
I'm just writing this down. I go, should I say this? You're going to sound really old and out of
it. Say it!
I don't even know what emo means. Emo was a Sesame Street character.
Okay, so listen, like remember like the James Taylor, like emotional folk rock vibe? All right, now put some like bass guitars on that and a bunch of boys with terrible haircuts, and that was emo. No, that's grunge!
No, grunge!
Grunge was Nirvana, but the emo came out of the grunge thing.
It was way more like 80s glam rock. These boys had so much hair product and so much like stage production, but it was like play acting punk rock. But instead they were just talking about girls dumping them all the time.
It was like deeply emotional rock music. Like Daphne, Fall Out Boy is like a very emo famous band.
Emo. Okay. So it means emotional, but like, it's short for that. Okay. Well, my era was James Taylor, the OG of emo.
Yeah. The OG emo. So yeah.
I mean, you couldn't improve upon that. It was so simple and pared down and just so pristinely perfect and spoke from the emotion that we all related to. So simple. But, I got to say, listening to you guys talk, I mean, when I hear that kind of music, I get so tired of these boys saying the same thing in another way. It's kind of like, I love country music, but you know that whole thing, like the truck songs, like the the cowboy in the truck,
get on up in my truck.
I'm going to take you down a dirt road and we're going to, you know, whatever. It's like, how many ways can you say one thing? It's just one thing you're saying. There's nothing else there, you know?
I would prefer if you help me with the mental labor of grocery shopping and cleaning the house. And sure. Wash your truck.
But it's just so funny to talk about the repetition. But, you know, and speaking of that, well, never mind. I think it was another episode. I watched like three of these.
Oh my God. I love you.
That's so great.
But I just, it was so, I mean, I guess not analyzing everything. I just really, every time I really get why the fans are still strong, you know, I really do. Like, other than you guys have made this wonderful, you parlayed what you were and grown in the public into this version of yourselves, you know, you've grown up into this and it's so rich and you have so much to offer. I get it. Like, so watching it, I was like, you know, David went off and did something and he comes back and he goes, are you still watching? I'm like, wait, who is that guy? Aww. What happened there? And I'm literally thinking, oh, if I were an audience, if I were the fan of an audience, I would just totally get it. Cause you guys, you know, I know you behind the scenes, but you really showed up and brought it to the screen. I mean, you really did. And then knowing you more, it was just, I had so much fun watching it. That's all. And again, everyone's so good.
Okay, wait, I have a question. Because I wanted to ask you this anyway, but now knowing that you've peeked ahead, there's just so much coming for Victoria. Do you have a favorite storyline or moment for her when you look back on the years that you did the show with us?
A Victoria line?
I mean, listen, I did 5 years, so there's so much to come, you know, there's just so much to come, including becoming a grandmother. Yes. Those two little freaking twins. but this, the just right ahead, a few episodes ahead, I loved when she's like, okay, you're not going to leave town, I'm staying. And there's like in the bar and the trick, there's just all that fun.
Oh, that's right. You're like sexy dancing.
Yeah. And you guys have, mm-hmm. you guys have all this drama and there's,
yes,
it was fun in there. I love that. Again, I loved her strength, but I also loved to bring humor to it. So when they would give me funny stuff, mm-hmm. I just ate it up. I just loved it because she gets to be both.
Well, speaking of that, like cougar energy, we need to assess the mouth and his boss storyline.
Yeah,
how are we feeling about that? I feel like we avoid it because it's like I don't necessarily know how to feel about it.
You know who the only person who makes me feel okay about it?
Yes,
his skills.
Yes,
because yeah. he's so yeah. funny.
Yes. His joy, like his bliss. That mouth yes. is like hooking up with the boss.
Those scenes are so fun to watch Antoine, but mm-hmm. I don't know. The mouth and the boss scenes make me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion yeah. about them. I just wait for them to be over because I'm uncomfortable too. Like he's doing a great job. The actors are great. It's not their fault.
I've hated it. And there were some specific lines in this one about like, there was stuff where it was like, oh, I'm hooking up with the boss and now she's going to put me on TV. And is that the lesson that we're trying to
yeah.
pass along?
Strange.
But when Mouth goes and is like, I saw you on a date with someone else.
Yeah,
and this
I liked that.
Grown woman said, my personal life is my personal life, mm-hmm. but I'm here, aren't I? And that other guy was boring. Like, I just really liked how she did that because she wasn't wrong. Yeah. Like, her personal life
yeah.
is her personal
yeah,
life.
Fair.
And I like that she asserted that. Like, I don't owe you mm-hmm. anything. I appreciated that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all I appreciated.
I did like Antoine's lines. You yeah. know.
You need to ask for a raise.
Yeah, you need to ask for a
raise. The claw marks? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Those were aggressive.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it's such a weird storyline. But we saw a glimmer of Mouth and Millie, which was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Your first meet. Mm-hmm. The meet cute in the store. Oh, yes. It's so sweet. Lisa is such a joy to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's real dropped in.
God, I remember feeling... when she showed up, I was like, oh, everything just got better. Because she's so much fun as an actor. She's so mm-hmm. wonderful as a person. I mean, just so great. And
yeah.
I don't know, there were so many happy stories that came out of our show in these years, like Michaela and her husband, Lisa and her mm-hmm. husband, like, you know, mm-hmm. Lee and his wife, like so just so many things were blossoming and it just felt like such a special sparkly moment. And interestingly, as our characters got to get back to friendships and, you know, obviously Daphne, you came in as an initial foil, but we forged a great friendship. Like so many of us who'd been there for so long were mm-hmm. having these experiences of friendships. And then there were folks coming in who we just loved immediately. And then who also found this sort of new joy in their lives, like this happiness. I don't know. It's just a really, I look back on season 5 really fondly.
I loved it when Millicent likes Lee Mouth. I just mm-hmm. was like, oh, they're just perfect. You know,
perfect.
Yeah.
And I agree about Lisa. There was a softness. Oh. Her character was just, you know, sweet. And there was just a softness. It was really fun for me to work with her. It balanced out the energy that I had to play.
Yeah.
Even though I was throwing darts at her.
yeah.
And plus she's just so nice. You know, when there was a cut, she was so funny. You know, we just had, it was sweet.
Remember how excited we were when we found out she was a real Disney princess?
Yes. I was going to say that.
We were right. all just like, what? That's the coolest yeah. thing you could tell us.
Right?
Wasn't Disney she like World. Ariel or something?
She was Jasmine
and Belle.
Oh, and Belle, that's right.
Mm-hmm. God, she's so cool.
She's so cool.
So perfect.
Yeah, man. Just that bright and bubbly energy. There's nothing you can do to squash it.
Nope.
Yes.
Perfect. Her coming up with that little check.
Yeah.
With a paper check. Remember before Venmo, we had checkbooks.
Oh yeah. My God, it makes me want to cry. That did make me cry. That moment with, as much as Victoria has been badgering Millicent in this episode, Millicent being willing to stand in front of Victoria, mm-hmm. not just mm-hmm. in front of Brooke, but with Victoria watching mm-hmm. and say, I believe in you. It's yeah. so bold mm-hmm. and it's so kind. And I just loved it.
We got a lot of information about her too, because it shows us that even though she's eager to please and wants to do hard work and wants to kind of float under the radar, and she's just trying to get by, we got the information that she's not a pushover.
Yeah.
Which I think is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right? She brought that check in front of, yeah. I'll buy it.
To have all those typical characteristics of somebody who you would think would kind of be a doormat. You
yeah.
know, if we're using that phrase, but she's not. She's not at all. She's actually, she's very confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool.
Did we miss anything? I'm going through my notes.
I was going to say we have some really important things happening on paper in this episode. Millicent hands me that check.
Yes.
And then Haley finds the Jamie and Mom drawing that turns out to be Nanny Carrie.
Like, I don't know if it's that, because I was watching, I was like, yeah, so what? Like, that's, of course, the kid's going to make a drawing of somebody who's become important in their
sure.
life. That's not a big deal. But well, I guess it's when it's your first kid, I was like, actually, the first time Maria ever did a drawing and it, like, wasn't about me or her dad, it was like a nanny or something like that. I definitely felt a little pang of like, oh. Other people matter. I want to be the only one who matters. You know, you got to adjust.
Yeah.
But I also think the interesting thing is, right, Haley has been sacrificing herself for her family.
Yeah.
And loves her family, obviously. And you know, has been their support system. But in the first moment that Nathan starts to show up again, and in the first moment that she gets some help and she thanks someone for giving her space to find her individuality again, that space is being filled by someone else. And by the mm-hmm. way, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
Kids deserve community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it is new. And mm-hmm. this idea that, like, wait, I've spent 1 week in the studio and now my yeah. kid is drawing pictures of someone else. Like,
yeah.
How do you process that? How do you divest from your own ego as a parent?
Yes.
And say, okay, this is okay. And for us, knowing where the Nanny Carrie story goes, I'm like, oh God, it's like death by a thousand cuts. Like, it's starting.
Yeah.
And yes. I don't know. I think it got to me in perhaps a more intense way, because I know who Nanny Carrie is
yes.
going to be, but it really did make me think about it. And you said it earlier, Joy, you were like, you just can't have it all.
Yeah.
And I've heard so many women I respect say, look, you can through your life, but you can't have it all at the same time.
No.
You know, everything is about balance and juggling. And you know, Haley's getting some of herself back after this period of immense sacrifice and putting herself last. And she's feeling it. And I just thought it was cool.
That yeah. scene where you were thinking, Carrie, all I could think about was that scene in The Godfather where he knows... He knows his brother's betrayed him, and he goes and like kisses him in front of everyone. And it's like, like it felt like, cause the same way that Peyton read into the Lindsay stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can feel Nanny Carrie be like, what do you mean? Thank you. I'm not doing yeah. this for you. I'm doing this for my boys.
That's right.
Like, you could just start to feel like the ickiness creeping.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where it goes, you guys. I can't wait to see when Nanny Carrie gets crazy. I can't wait to see what Daphne saw prepping for this in the next 3 episodes.
Well, yeah. Wait. So do Victoria and the nanny ever cross paths?
No.
I don't think so.
And you know, I knew, you know, Tori DeVito played my daughter in Beautiful People in a series we did probably, I don't know, 8 years earlier or 6 years earlier.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So we wanted to have scenes together. That's all. We would see each other, you know, off. We're like, ah.
Yeah.
But isn't that interesting that you guys had worked together before? So many people from our show have come in and out of jobs together. And then we left North Carolina and I started working in Chicago. And then Tori came to work with me in Chicago. Right.
Yeah.
Right. We were on these sister shows. Tori and I shared a whole universe there.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a small world.
It really is. It's so cool. We just keep finding each other.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, this is from Kim. She says, I was wondering if the location of the River Court had already had a basketball court or if production created the court. Is it still there or when was it taken down? Oh, this is a sad.
I don't know, actually.
No. We built it.
Wow.
They had lunch downtown. There's like a whole story about this. The producers had been on a scout and they had lunch downtown. And they were like, what we want to do is be able to see this town. And so what we need is to find a basketball court over there. And they were doing a scout over there. They're like, we need to find a place here that can look back in that direction. And then somebody had the bright idea, like, it's just asphalt. Like, why don't we just build it?
But wait, the whole story goes that Martin Lawrence was shooting a movie in Wilmington and Basecamp was in that empty lot.
Is that where it was?
Oh. Yes, by the battleship. And Martin Lawrence on this big budget movie was like, I need a basketball court outside my trailer so I can work out. And they poured the basketball court for him.
Wait, is that real?
I don't know if it's real or an urban legend, but until today, this moment,
sounds real.
I have always thought we were playing basketball on a court that was poured for Martin Lawrence before we ever got there. And they were like, actually, there's this random asphalt like by the river. There we need to used call. To be a movie base camp.
Does Someone's anyone gonna know this. Martin Lawrence? Does anyone know anyone who knows him?
We need to ask. Because somebody's going to know.
Somebody knows the right answer to this. Because I remember hearing stories about that Martin Lawrence movie. Because they had just, they had rapped not long before we started. And that was like a big deal. Black Knight.
Yeah, it was the medieval one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to be powerful enough. Just be like, build me a basketball court.
Exactly.
Make me that thing.
Pour some asphalt, please.
To be like, you know what? We're working 16 hours a day and I need to sweat. So me and the crew are going to play basketball at lunch. Pour us a court. It.
It's great.
Yeah, or a spa. Or make a spa.
I would like that.
Yeah. In a spa trailer, please.
Right? The girls have different ideas.
Yeah.
It's been pulled up, though, right? We had to pull it up after our show.
Yeah, they broke it up.
Well, because the land was sold. And so then it was dug up. And there was actually a big thing where you could contribute to like a Wilmington Public Parks project or something and buy a piece of the river court. And I did. Because I was like, well, of course I want a piece of it. Aww. And I never got it. I got an email being like, we're so sorry. The site like got overloaded and many more pieces of this asphalt than were possible to have were sold.
No.
And hopefully you don't want to renege your donation to the city. And I was like, whatever, you can keep my money, but I really wanted my piece of asphalt.
Give me my rock.
Was it like a form letter that went out to all the like if they didn't know who they were talking to?
Yeah, it was just like an auto reply.
Yeah.
And I was like,
dear customer.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't mean to ask for special treatment, but can I have some?
I do have a personal attachment to the court. But I do believe, aren't there condos there now?
No, they're trying to build there. And it's super problematic because there's indigenous land that's there and there is historically black owned lands that's there. And so development on that side of the river is super problematic. So I know that there's some advocacy groups that are trying to keep building from happening there. So if you're a One Tree Hill fan and you also want to get involved with some advocacy, look up those groups because I'm sure they would love your help in trying to preserve the space that was the river court.
Yeah,
it is a special little chunk of property.
Give the land back to the people who are supposed to own it, and let them decide what
Sophia
they want
Bush.
To build on it.
No, somebody else.
No, that was just a little piece of asphalt.
Oh, okay,
land I have no claim to.
That's hilarious.
I just wanted it was like a 4x4 little square.
Yeah,
I'm sad I didn't get one, but it's okay. I love the city of Wilmington anyway.
I got a piece of the Berlin Wall. Your fans won't even know. And literally, I'm not joking. I'm not saying that to
you
say
were there.
I'm Victoria. Yeah, it was 1987 or seven. Eight or so, I think seven in November. And we went there and we chipped the wall. So just for those who don't, do people your age know that there was a wall?
Oh my God. I remember that like it was yesterday. Yeah.
And the East and West Berlin were totally different.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that story early into us hanging out on set. And I was like,
really?
This is the coolest person I've ever met. And you talked to me about how as the holes were getting chipped, there was a soldier on the other side and he waved at you. And I don't remember if you told me that you realized he was a soldier because you saw his medals or if he handed one to you.
So he had a pin right here. He was all in green, khaki green.
And did he give it to you?
Yes.
I know it. Yes.
I can't believe this came up with us. That's so funny.
Oh my God, Daphne, that affected me so much.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, so are you're on East Berlin? He said, and I said, so, but the wall's down. So do you need that pin? And he said, no. And I said, can I have it? I still have it, souvenir. Wow. And he just took it off and he went like this through the wall. And he gave
unless you ask for what you want,
yes.
You may never get it.
There's the lesson.
You have to ask for what you want.
Yeah. So this is why I'm pushing you to go get your piece of asphalt.
It's your piece of asphalt.
You're like, you better call up that city comptroller.
Comptroller.
You guys, what's our honorable mention?
Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne, you stole the show.
Obviously, stole the show.
Those outfits, the hair.
Those outfits and those one-liners.
Oh, did we even talk about the hair? Oh, I have a silly fashion question. The way, I loved her hair. Like, it was like helmet hair. Like, so didn't move. And
I loved it.
You know, all of it was great, the outfits. But that t-shirt that Nathan was wearing, what's the backwards 19? It said 19, but it was reversed. You guys didn't see this? You're so hip.
I clocked it too, and I was like, they bought that at the mall. Like, someone went to the mall and bought that.
I thought for sure the fans were going to say, duh, it's like a big band or something. So it was okay.
Well, if you guys know out there, somebody tell us.
19, it was backwards. It was so weird.
It looked like the shirt was inside out.
Yeah.
I don't care about Nathan's Hot Topic shirt. I care about Victoria's St. John cashmere knits.
Hello.
Oh my God. Could you die?
This is the season of the women. And mm-hmm. Victoria is leveling us all up.
Oh my God.
Major honorable mention. All right, let's spin a wheel.
All right, Daphne, we're doing most likely to. So did you have superlatives at your school that had 12 kids in it in Vermont?
Did I...
Like most likely to succeed.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Best looking, all that. What did you win?
Do you want me to brag?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I got cutest, most likely to, most talented, most likely to. I think mine was actually most likely to go to Broadway instead of Hollywood. And I've never been to Broadway.
That's funny.
There's time.
You have so much time.
I think you're going to win this one too. Somebody read it out.
Guys, our wheel landed on most likely to host SNL. Oh,
that's so Daphne.
Yeah.
This is totally you, Daph.
Yeah, Daph, you would kill.
The Melrose Place skits, the Spaceballs skits, like the list goes on. You'd have so many classic, iconic films and TV shows to spoof.
Wait, have you hosted?
I didn't. From Melrose, Heather did it and Laura did it. But but I have to say, I was pretty honored when I was portrayed on SNL as Joe in Melrose Place.
Yes!
I forget who did it, but they were like all in black and just like totally just lay down and like, you know, picked a bad boyfriend. I mean, because that's what my part really was, basically.
Did SNL ever spoof One Tree Hill?
Yeah, they made fun of Chad a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in real life, Daphne would host Saturday Night Live. Who?
Yes.
Like, what character on the show is most likely to host Saturday Night Live? Brooke Davis. She's the most famous.
Yeah, Brooke. Or Mouth. I mean, Mouth, if he becomes a bigger TV personality and like he's a sportscaster and then he's on the news and then, I don't know.
Would Mouth have become the actual Ted Lasso?
Oh. He could have. Or Chris Keller could have hosted SNL. I feel like Chris Keller could have kept going.
The musical act that like picks up and is like, oh, I'm out of here.
Oh my God. Wait, what if, because it would have been so humiliating for her if we go with Hillary's idea and Brooke hosts SNL and they book Chris Keller
as the musical act. I'm in for that episode. I want to see it.
That we should have done that on the show.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
Like Victoria should have gotten Brooke on SNL and then Chris Keller could have been booked and just opened the door to his dressing room in his Elvis outfit going, well, well.
Oh no, it's so cringy.
So cringy, but funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, it's been so great having you, Daphne. Thank you for joining us for this afternoon.
You guys, this was so fun.
Next episode, you've already watched. Are we going to be happy next week?
It's all good. It's all good. Come on. You're either just drink your white wine spritzer, have a bag of popcorn. Don't take it so seriously. It's so much fun.
Don't take it so seriously.
Yeah. It's fun to cringe too. You guys like to cringe every now and then, which is good. So there's some,
good.
Especially with the Nanny Carey stuff. Miss Haley.
Can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
All right. What do we got next week?
All right, friends. Next week, we have season 5, episode 5. I forgot to remember to forget.
You guys, this has been great. I love seeing you guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my 4th paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.